Week 6, October 15, Day 39. The theme for 40 days of prayer and fasting is Open My Eyes, Lord. Our subtopic for today is So I May Recognize Your Return is Imminent. Acts 1, 9-11 says, And after he had said these things, he was lifted up while they were looking on, and a cloud received him out of their sight. As they were gazing intently into the sky while he was going, behold, two men in white clothing stood beside them. They also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will come just the same way as you have watched him go into heaven. As Christians, we have an assurance that our Lord's return is imminent. In a world of uncertainties, chaos, and confusion, we are encouraged to hold on to our faith until the prophecies of Scripture is fulfilled. To all who believe, your living is not in vain. Stand firm to your convictions that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and He is coming soon. Let us pray. God of glory, your word declares that your coming is imminent, and we are assured that all who believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be saved. Almighty God, open our eyes and the eyes of the world so that we all see that prophecies are being fulfilled and your time is drawing nigh. Let us recognize that the things happening around us, wars and rumors of wars, men becoming lovers of themselves, are signs of the end time as quoted in Scripture. God of all creation, the world has become callous and bitter. Have mercy on us, O Lord, as your servant David cried out to you. Hear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am devoted to you. You are my God. Save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. You are forgiving and good, O Lord, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. In the day of my trouble, I call to you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Lord. No deed can compare with yours. All nations you have made will come and worship before you. O Lord, they will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. We cry out to you today for a world that has closed its eyes to the atrocities against its people. Let us recognize that you are coming, and we, as children of God, must be ready. I pray, O God, that as a church we will continue to spread the gospel so that the world will hear of your wondrous salvation. Heart cleansed, lives saved for your kingdom, and the spiritual eyes of your people will be opened to your imminent return. We pray, Lord God, that your people will not lose hope, but stand firm as the water rages and the tide grows high and the gale storm crashes in. Let us hold resolute to our calling until your return. Cover your people, O God, I pray, as you lead us each and every day. We seek your wisdom to help us navigate through these troubling times. As we open our eyes, may we see your glory, your power, and your presence, and that your return is imminent and you are coming soon. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.